This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. U.S. and Iraqi forces have begun a major offensive north of Baghdad. They're attacking the insurgent stronghold of Samarra. This attack began overnight, we're told. It included airstrikes and artillery barrages, along with a ground assault by troops from the 1st Infantry Division. Parts of the Iraqi National Guard took part as well. Samarra is about 60 miles north of Baghdad, and it's among the Iraqi towns the U.S. has promised to reclaim from insurgents before the January elections. NPR's Emily Harris is with the U.S. troops near Samarra and joins us now. And Emily, what have you seen and heard?
Well, Steve, right now I'm just outside Samarra, but we're held up going into town because there was an IED, an improvised explosive device, found along a road. And so this convoy I'm with needs to wait until someone can come and clear that. What we understand from officials at headquarters in Tikrit is this operation started around midnight last night. Iraqi forces, about 1,000 or so Iraqi forces, and more than twice as many U.S. forces were involved, first surrounding the city and then entering it. We're told that there's been ongoing fights, mostly gunfights on the streets. The U.S. has used some aircraft as well. And casualty numbers are extraordinarily sketchy at this time. The U.S. says they've killed a number of insurgents. One report before I left headquarters was one American soldier wounded, but those numbers are very early and certainly subject to change.
Now, as you know, Emily, the U.S. military has not always had great success going into urban areas to go after insurgents. They did it in Fallujah, and it turned into a major problem. What is the objective as they move into Samarra, and how do they hope to accomplish it?
Samarra has been a place where they haven't been able to go successfully without engaging in some kind of fight for certainly the past few weeks, and Samarra, even in the past several months, has been a real trouble spot in this area. What the objective is on this particular operation is to force Samarra to be a place where U.S. troops can go without getting shot at. They are trying to secure police stations and other government buildings, not that they were necessarily occupied by insurgents, but they're trying to get them firmly in the hands of basically security forces that they trust. The Samarra police force has not been a force that has found favor with the U.S. military. In fact, part of this operation, they brought in Iraqi police officers from other parts of the country that will be working out of some of these police stations, I'm told.
Sounds like the U.S. is not entirely sure the local population is on their side.
The assessment of Samarra is mixed as far as how many Baathist-type former regime loyalists there are and foreign fighters. A couple of days ago, there was a demonstration in Samarra with people marching down the street. Apparently, they were associated with Zarqawi, a person that the U.S. has linked with al-Qaeda and who says is operating around Iraq. There is certainly a large number, according to the U.S. military, of people who are loyal to the former regime, or Iraqis who aren't happy with the occupation as well. And they had to go through a number of things to try to get Samarra on their side, in fact, replacing the local officials that had originally been given power after the U.S. Came to Iraq. The idea that they've had up until now is stop the construction projects, stop any sort of assistance because they're unable to carry those out safely, and use that as a carrot, where to what we're seeing today is really the stick, trying to go in there by force and then hoping to win people over afterwards.
Now, just very briefly, this is one city in Iraq. How might this offensive in Samarra affect the security situation overall?
Well, there are other cities in Iraq that have been considered no-go zones for U.S. troops, and then there's certainly others that are touch and go, that are questionable. Fallujah is, of course, the main example of a place where U.S. troops have not been able to go for quite a long time now. And Samarra has also been one of those places. What they want to do, broadly speaking, is by January, when elections are supposed to be held, have no-go zones in Iraq. That's sort of the long-term strategy. And it remains to be seen how this will work in this particular operation in Samarra. No one knows how it's going to turn out, but certainly there's some talk of it may take a couple of days before the fight is actually over. And then, of course, it's anybody's guess as to whether that will actually calm the city down, whether that will actually keep the city quiet. Tikrit, just up the road, has been much more stable, and that's the model that the U.S. commanders in this area are hoping to repeat in Samarra.
Emily, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
NPR's Emily Harris is with the 1st Infantry Division near Samarra, Iraq, where a major offensive has begun.